a disability, it describes it as death. And everybody knows that death means an inability to respond. Maybe a little further review will help us to understand this point. Back to John 1 for a minute. John chapter 1. Just to clarify, this is everywhere in Scripture, consistently. But of course, verse 12 of John 1, wonderful verse, "As many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become the children of God, even to those who believe in His name." We love that verse. A lot of people memorize that verse. "As many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become the children of God, even to those who believe in His name." Oh, by the way, verse 13, "who were not born of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." You can't be born from the dead by your own power. Whoever received Him, whoever believed and became a child of God, was enabled by God. It wasn't their own will, the will of the flesh, the will of man. It was God. Look at chapter 3 in the Gospel of John. We'll just look at some very familiar passages that everybody knows. John chapter 3, probably one of the most familiar chapters in all the Bible. Verse 5. You know, Jesus is talking to Nicodemus about the needs to be born, which means he's dead. He needs life. He needs to come to life. And so in verse 5, Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit," and he's referring there to the water of purification and the work of the Holy Spirit, which was described in Ezekiel in the great prophecy that talks about the new covenant. "Unless you're born with a cleansing and the Holy Spirit, you can't enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit." You have to be born by the power of the Holy Spirit. You have to be cleansed from above. Verse 7, "Don't marvel that I said to you, you must be born again." And then he says this, "The wind blows where it wills. You hear the sound of it. You don't know where it comes from. You don't know where it's going. So is everyone who's born of the Spirit." Wow, what a statement. People are born of the Spirit because they're born of the Spirit, and the Spirit goes wherever the Spirit wants. Look at John